आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड टॉक्स विद पैराग्वे प्रेसिडेंट सांतियागो पेन्या पलासियोस इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। Prime Minister to also participate in International Air Transport Association's annual general meeting at Bharat Mandapam. India's gross GST collection crosses 2 lakh crore rupees mark for second consecutive month in May. Russia confirms Ukrainian drone attacks on 5 of its air bases. World champion D. Kukesh beat Magnus Carlsen in 6th round of Norway chess tournament in Stavanya City. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings storm into final, defeating Mumbai Indians by 5 wickets in second qualifier. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi today. The two leaders are expected to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations. Paraguay President is on a 3-day state visit to India beginning today. Our correspondent reports that he's accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and business representatives.
President Peña will also meet President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. President Peña will also visit Mumbai before returning to Paraguay on Wednesday. In Mumbai, President Peña will meet the state political leaders, representatives from business and industry and tech leaders. India and Paraguay established diplomatic relations in 1961, fostering warm and friendly ties between the two nations over the decades. The two countries have developed cooperation in various sectors, including trade, agriculture, health, pharmaceuticals, and information technology. Paraguay is an important trading partner for India in the Latin American region. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to participate in the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st annual general meeting at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Our correspondent has the details.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced yesterday, will culminate tomorrow. The World Air Transport Summit will focus on key issues facing the aviation industry, including the economics of the airline industry, air connectivity, energy security, sustainable aviation fuel production, financing decarbonization, and innovations, among others. In a statement, Prime Minister's office said that during the event, leaders from around the world will get to witness India's remarkable transformation in the aviation landscape and its contribution to the country's socio-economic development. The last annual general meeting of IATA was held 42 years ago in the year 1983. With Priya, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India's gross goods and services tax, or GST collection, crossed the 2 lakh crore rupees mark for the second consecutive month in May. According to data released by the Union Ministry of Finance, gross GST collection in May stood at 2.01 lakh crore rupees, which is 16.4% higher in comparison to 1.72 lakh crore rupees collected in May 2024. In April 2025, India's GST collection surged 12.6% to an all-time high of 2.37 lakh crore rupees. Continuing their positive momentum in Indian markets for the second consecutive month, foreign investors pumped nearly 40,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital market in May. According to depository data, foreign portfolio investors, or FPIs, injected 19,860 crore rupees into Indian equity markets and 19,615 crore rupees into the debt market, bringing total net investment in the Indian capital markets to 38,475 crore rupees for the month. The positive sentiment towards equities comes after a net investment of 4,223 in April, after 3 months of continuous outflows. Earlier, they had pulled out 3,973 crore rupees in March, 34,574 crore rupees in February, and 78,027 crore rupees in January. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that farming is the greatest strength of the country's economy. Addressing the National Commemorative Seminar on 60 years of Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay's Integral Humanism Lectures in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan highlighted the encouraging decline in rural poverty and the positive changes in the living standards of people in the country.
युद्ध का जब वातावरण था सीमा पे, मैंने अपने खाद भंडारों की समीक्षा की तो खेत में किसान और सीमा पे जवान डटा हुआ था और हमने देशवासियों से कहा था चिंता मत करो भंडार भरपूर है। और आज भी भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था की सबसे बड़ी ताकत अगर कोई है तो खेती है।
The minister mentioned that the Lakhpati Didi scheme has proved to be a major campaign for women's empowerment. He concluded by saying that India as a nation will move forward with a harmonious blend of cultural heritage and maternity. The Krishi Vigyan Kendra KVK Kargil 1 continued its outreach under the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan for the third consecutive day. The initiative is part of the national mission Vikasit Bharat 2047, aimed at promoting sustainable agricultural practices and ensuring farmer welfare. On the third day, the campaign focused on the Kargil block, witnessing enthusiastic participation from farmers across the region. Officials from the departments of agriculture, horticulture, animal husbandry, fisheries and forests were actively involved, providing farmers with information about various government schemes and technical support. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News is presenting a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Company Havildar Major Piru Singh, who made the supreme sacrifice during the India-Pakistan War of 1947-48.
Born in 1918 in Rajasthan, Company Havildar Major Piru Singh was enrolled in 6 Rajputana Rifles in 1936. In July 1948, during an intense operation in the Titwal sector of Jammu and Kashmir, Piru Singh's company was assigned the task of securing a heavily fortified enemy ridge. Advancing along a narrow path under intense enemy fire, the unit suffered heavy casualties. With most of his section either killed or wounded, Company Havildar Major Piru Singh pressed on alone. Despite being wounded by grenade shrapnel, he bayoneted the crew of the enemy medium machine gun with his Sten gun and took the position. Bleeding and nearly blind, he continued his assault. After exhausting his ammunition, he hurled grenades and bayoneted enemy soldiers in successive trenches. Just as he moved to attack another post, a bullet struck him in the head. Even in his final moments, he managed to throw a grenade into the enemy trench. Company Havildar Major Piru Singh's singularly brave act set a unique example of determined courage. He was posthumously awarded the Paramveer Chakra. Saklayan Akhtar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Chandigarh stood united in remembrance and gratitude for the heroes of Operation Sindoor and the innocent lives lost in the barbaric terrorist attack in Pahalgam. A tribute named Sindoor Ka Sandesh, Na Bhulenge, Na Maaf Karenge, was organized in Chandigarh last evening that brought together citizens, families of martyrs and others in a solemn expression of national solidarity. Attending the meet, Punjab Governor and Administrator UT Chandigarh, Gulab Chand Kataria, stirred the hearts and ignited the sense of patriotic pride amongst the people present there. Thousands gathered at the Sector 17 Plaza and stood in silence to honour the martyrs, many with tears in their eyes as the national flag waved proudly behind the stage. The government is set to resume the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra via Nathula after a 5-year hiatus, with the first batch of pilgrims arriving in Gangtok on the 15th of this month. The sacred pilgrimage to the abode of Lord Shiv will begin from Gangtok and proceed to Kailash and Mansarovar via the Nathula Pass. 10 batches of 48 pilgrims each will undertake the 20 to 21 day journey, accompanied by liaison officers, cooks and support staff. Before departure, yatris will report in Delhi on the 11th of June for medical checkups and permit clearances. More from our correspondent.
To ensure the safety and comfort of the pilgrims, the government of Sikkim has made comprehensive arrangements including acclimation center along the route, accommodation, food, medical service and emergency response system. Pre-yatra programs in Gangtok will include yoga session, morning exercise and meditation. Briefing session by the Department of Tourism will help yatri familiarize themselves with the route and itinerary. Coordination with the army and Indo-Tibetan border police will ensure logistic security and emergency support with hotlines at key point to update family members. With Vainak Chatterjee, Diliram Dulal, Akashwani News, Gangtok.
Telangana Formation Day is being celebrated across the state and outside the country. The national flag will be hoisted at official programs and government offices to mark the Formation Day. Telangana was formed as the 29th state in the country on this day in 2014 through Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Act. Chief Minister A. Revanta Reddy will be hoisting the tricolour at an official event to be held at Secunderabad Parade Grounds later this morning. Ukraine launched a large-scale drone operation yesterday targeting 5 Russian air bases across Murmansk, Irkutsk, Ivanovo, Ryazan and Amur regions. The Russian Defense Ministry confirmed the attack, stating that several aircraft caught fire, though no casualties were reported. Russia called the strikes terror attacks and claimed that drone assaults on Ivanovo, Ryazan and Amur were repelled. However, Ukraine said the operation prepared over 11 months by its security service SBU destroyed around 40 aircraft, including nuclear-capable Tu-95 and Tu-22 bombers. And now, news from the world of sports.
At the Norwich S 2025, Indian teenage grandmaster D. Gukesh scored his first ever classical win over world number one Magnus Carlsen in round 6 at Stavanger. Playing white, Gukesh capitalized on a rare endgame error by Carlsen, turning the tables in a tightly fought game. The reigning world champion's win has rattled the leaderboard, throwing the title race wide open. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings pulled off a thrilling 5-wicket win over Mumbai Indians in Qualifier 2 at Ahmedabad. Chasing 204, skipper Shreyas Iyer scored 87 and Nehal Vadhera with 48 runs powered the chase with an over to spare. They now face Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final tomorrow, seeking their first ever IPL title. India finished second overall at the 26th Asian Athletics Championship in South Korea with 24 medals, 8 gold, 10 silver and 6 bronze. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on protecting consumers from dark patterns in digital commerce with Pushpa Girimaji, activist and specialist in consumer law, rights and safety. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-234-21050 and 011-2331-4444, 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. Under the headline, India Eyes Retaliation as US Rejects World Trade Organization Notice, in the Sun Times writes that New Delhi might take countermeasures by proportionately suspending concessions given to American imports on metals coming from the US. GST keeps up tempo in May, grows 16.4% is the top headline in Financial Express. May GST mop-up shows financial year 26 off to a flying start, writes the Economic Times. About a month after portals of Kedarnath Dham opened, the pilgrim has generated 200 crore rupees business with over 7 lakh visitors, reports a Pioneer. And finally, airfare is likely to come down as oil marketing companies cut price of aviation turbine fuel, writes the Asian Age. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi today. Prime Minister to also participate in International Air Transport Association's annual general meeting at Bharat Mandapam. India's gross GST collection crosses 2 lakh crore rupees mark for second consecutive month in May. Russia confirms Ukrainian drone attacks on 5 of its air bases. World champion D. Gukesh beat Magnus Carlsen in 6th round of Norway Chess Tournament in Stavanger City. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings storm into final, defeating Mumbai Indians by 5 wickets in second qualifier. And that is the end of this morning news. Have a nice day.